As you embark on these 28 principles, one of the first things you can do that it's worked for me is to identify what you would define as success for you. Because after all, if you're going to be attracting things to you, you want to make sure you're attracting the right things. And until you know what you define success as, you might get a bit confused about what's coming at you. You're not quite sure what fits, what doesn't fit. Because you're going to be like a magnet. That's what, how this program works. You should be attracting lots of things to you. You want to make sure they're the right things for you. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that you're familiar with what's most important to you. I remember several years ago, I was going to looking to make a decision as to which way I was going to go professionally, whether I was going to become a self-help public guru guy who just everyone knew, whether I was going to be a happy guy for the rest of my life and not be in the public eye in any way. And I called a star maker, a person who was a PR person who really made people famous. And I said, what does it take to become a famous person in the area of personal or professional success? And she said, well, why are you asking the question? And I said, well, I'm curious. He goes, no, why are you asking the question? I said, well, I figured you would know. She goes, no, why are you asking the question? I said, well, I want to know what it's going to take. She goes, no, why are you asking me the question? Why don't you know if you want to do this or not? I said, well, I'm just kind of calling for information to see what it would be like and what it would take to be successful in this area and become well-known and all this. And she said, yeah, but why are you asking me the question? Why don't you know this already? And I said, well, I don't know. She said, well, have you ever defined success for yourself? And you know, I've been coaching for 15 years. I said, I don't know. She goes, well, when you figure it out, give me a call. And so it forced me to actually, for the first time in my life, look around to see how I might define success. Because until then, I really hadn't. I had a great car. I had a nice bank account. I had great friends. I had great relationships. I had great ideas. I had a great business. So all the traditional measures of success, I had. And so I assumed that was success. And it was, as far as I could see it. But she challenged me. She coached me, I'm sure, without trying to. And she, basically, her question got me thinking. By that afternoon, I had listed three things, three measures, three ways that I would define success. And I'll tell you what those three are, because they're very important to me, and they provide an important basis for this material, and it's going to be helpful for you to know how you define success so that when you do apply some of these principles to your own life, everything's going to move in the right direction. It's going to work moving forward together because they'll be connected rather than separate. The first, for me, way that I define success, and I phrase it very carefully, is that I know I'm being successful by how much I'm enjoying my creativity. And that's different than how creative I'm being, how many books I've written, how fast I'm typing, how well-known I am. It's nothing to do with that. I know I'm being successful by how much I'm enjoying my creativity. And to me, the level of enjoyment's critical. Most people are consumed by what they do. I want to make sure that I enjoy what I do. So again, that's one example. I'll give you two more in a second, but the reason this matters is that if you don't know how you define success for yourself, it's going to be defined by others, either by your culture, by your spouse, by your children, by the demands of the day, by your culture, by your zip code, by the car you drive. And until you're clear on what it is for you, it's going to be hard for you to determine what you most want in life and have these principles move you in the right direction. The second way that I know that I'm being successful is by how much I'm being nurtured in my relationship with God. Not how much do I believe in God or whether I'm going to heaven or not or whether I go to church or not. For me, it's I know I'm being successful by how much I'm being nurtured in my relationship with God. Now, it's going to be required that I have a relationship with God and I'm being nurtured in it. So it requires me to do a couple of things to make sure that's in place. And the third, for me, was the most profound, although it may sound somewhat light to you. And that was, I know I'm being successful by how nice of a person I'm being at any given time, any given moment. And for someone who has a temper, being Irish, and someone who has been a jerk in his life, it's a long way coming. It's a long way coming for me being a hyperactive entrepreneur at any cost, you're in my way, get out of my way, splat, kind of driven person, to being someone who puts being nice ahead of success. In fact, I even define success by how nice I am. And that may not make any sense to you, but it does to me. And that's why these three definitions of success that you'll come up with will be yours. They'll be your flavor. They'll be the things that matter the most to you, even if there's things that make no sense to anybody else. And as you develop these, as you become familiar with how you define success, you'll then have a reason to become particularly attractive because you'll be using those three definitions of success to guide your work as you go through these 28 principles of attraction. If you find yourself someone who continually pushes for success but never gets there, if you're someone who has failed before and are afraid to try again, if you're someone who has been living a fairly traditional life and you're ready to break out of the box and try something very different, if you've been involved with personal development work and discovered new things but now want to go to the next level, here's a chance for you in this program. If you're someone who seems to react to events in life rather than design or manage them, if you're someone who seems to be at odds with kind of the flow of life, either you're out of sync or it's out of sync and you can't figure out how to get in sync, this is the program that'll work for you. Most people set a goal and they create strategies to reach that goal and they organize their life around that goal and they go for that goal. And they have something very clear in mind in terms of what they want in life, in terms of their business, in terms of their family. And that's something, an approach that's worked for a very long time, probably through history. And there's also another approach, one in addition to that, not a replacement for it, but in addition to it. And that approach is called the attraction approach. And that's where you begin to design your life and using these 28 attraction principles. And the trick is you will be surprised at what comes to you. Most of us, again, are choosing a goal and going for it. This is an approach to choose life and live it well and see what finds you.